BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
It's the GA Social on BBC Sounds, and we are recording our Wednesday podcast on a Monday as normal. The phone has been bouncing. I've bought a new phone. I'm able to get it not on loud, but unfortunately, there it goes again. It's still on vibrate. And it's been hopping and it's been hopping, and we've been able to record this podcast, which will come out tomorrow with the great Aidan O'Shea, which has been fantastic because we've already recorded it. And why is the phone hopping, Oisin?
Mickey Hart has decided to step down.
He stepped down. He's been thanked by the county chairman for his endeavours and wished well for the future. One season in, he has stepped down as the manager. The process for appointing a new manager for Derry will begin on Tuesday night. So Mickey's gone. Your reaction?
Yeah, I'm shocked because you asked me the question last week and I said he'd definitely be there for another season. Like, if you go about appointing somebody, headhunting somebody, I think that's fair. Is it fair? That'd be fair to say, headhunting
somebody?
He
was headhunted, yeah.
Yeah, if you go about headhunting somebody, take them away from another county.
But he wasn't the only one asked. There was a few no's before he was headhunted.
Yeah, regardless, he was still headhunted.
Yeah.
And he was with another county at the time and seemed to be committed to that county. But so that when you asked me last week, I was convinced he'd stay. And the reason why I was convinced he'd stay is because you don't do that. He won a National League. Yes, Championship went a bit pear-shaped. Yes, Derry people didn't particularly like it. But you were like, I think I was going to say, all Derry people were, the majority of Derry people might have been over that at that stage. No?
Over what? The appointments?
Fact that he, yeah.
I think when the appointments made, it was uncomfortable primarily for Tyrone people because he's gone to the rivals. And on paper at that stage, Derry looked stronger than Tyrone. So the fear of maybe them actually doing well. The second thing is Derry, it was like almost a, sounds ridiculous, like a friends with benefits relationship. It was just, yeah, okay, but you know, this guy, you know, he's a proven winner, a proven All-Ireland winner. That's where we want to get to. And so I think Derry people were uncomfortable with it, but we're kind of coming around.
They won a National League in what? May, April?
March.
End of March. And like, what, 3 months later, we're talking about him being gone. I didn't see it coming now, to be honest. I thought, having gone to those lengths to appoint him, that unless there's massive pressure from players or from the inside, but I didn't see this happening
right
at all.
Yeah, I did. Like, I've been on record saying it, that I just didn't see it working. It's nothing in any way. Look, Mickey's worked with us for a long period of time. We wish him well and what he's going to do next, but I just don't think an appointment like that, if it all works and goes according to plan, it's fine. But when the rocky road hits, and inevitably it does, Derry's won one All-Ireland in their history, and we could see that in the Championship. And then from that, maybe it's living within the county, you're more in tune with it perhaps, but it doesn't surprise me now. It doesn't surprise me. But it's a big call.
It's also a call. You say that the process starts on Tuesday night.
Process has already begun.
I would say the process is, if it's not over,
yeah,
it's already begun.
Well, the obvious person is Rory Gallagher. That is what has been talked about for a long time, that he'll be back managing Derry.
Yeah, Malik O'Rourke has to be a.
Well, he's the obvious person in a sense. People have always said, will Rory be coming back? Will Rory be coming back? You park Rory, Malik O'Rourke is the obvious one. But then Malik O'Rourke has said no previously, so maybe he won't now. Maybe he'll leave Glenn and Mar Felt will win the Championship this year, actually.
Well, it is. It's,
but what do you think now?
You remember what it was like when he was appointed, right? We were genuinely. Do you remember? Shocked.
Do you remember?
Just about
coming off a flight from Philadelphia.
but like we were genuinely shocked. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And most people were in of the same vein. And now that he's gone, like Derry got rid of Rory Gallagher in a very public way. And it's hard for me. It would be hard to see him coming back in. But as I say, whoever is the next in line, I think a lot of that business may already be done.
Okay, which would make sense.
Yeah,
Aidan O'Shea. That's not the first question you were expecting since we've just finished the podcast and we've asked you loads. Thank you for coming on the podcast. It comes out on Wednesday, so we'll. That'll all be revealed, and you brilliant story, and you've been unbelievably honest with us. So again, we really, really thank you for that. Just your reaction, Mickey Hart gone as manager. He did put an end to your season.
Sure did, yeah. In dramatic enough fashion as well. Yeah, a little bit surprised in just that kind of the Mickey Hart that we've known over the last 20 odd years. You know, he's come across as kind of a defined enough man. And not for moving too easily. So I think I didn't see that kind of coming, despite all the noise. And obviously you'd be a lot more familiar with that in terms of the neighbours up there and stuff like that. But yeah, it's an interesting one. I did see some of the former Derry players, Gerald O'Kane, I think during the week, he got the feeling in terms of Mickey's comments post the Kerry game that it wasn't, I'll be back. Yeah, I'll be back in 2025. It was kind of left open for interpretation. So that might have been an insight. And yeah, it's a strange one. And it was a strange one to start with. But he won a National League, he'll say. I did think they put a lot of eggs into that basket in terms of winning the league, which, you know, it's no mean feat, but probably to the detriment of them down the line. And obviously they beat us, so that not having a go or anything like that. But the team we played in the league was motoring seriously well versus probably the night in Castlebar. I didn't think they were as dangerous in terms of the game and in possession. They were a lot more dangerous in the league game. But I don't know what happened in that interim period. But whoever gets that job is a super attractive job. They have a serious bunch of players and... based on the conveyor belt that's underneath them in terms of that minor success as well. The future is only bright there for whoever comes in.
Yeah.
Is Damian McGillian an
option?
Is he?
Well, of course.
I know he's been there before.
Yeah, like, I think that's... I think
be better ready maybe now.
I think if he wasn't there before, he'd be at the tip of everybody's tongue. He's just won back-to-back all our minor finals. The last one coming 24 hours before the manager leaves. So that would make sense. The fact that he's been there before, he's been marketing in some same club as me and known him a long time. But his credentials, as you mentioned, have been seriously increased since he's been Derry's senior manager. He would have learned so much from that as well. And obviously from the success he's picked up with the minors.
When he took them the last time, they were in Division 4.
Yeah, he took them out of Division 4. And then Rory Gallagher took over. So, I mean, they were relegated, but they were also then promoted. So that sort of thing with, you know, Rory Gallagher 4-3-2, they were out of four from Damien McAleen. And not the same squad or players, it has to be said. You know, Rory obviously built up a fantastic team, not so much squad, but still got an unbelievable amount out of that.
I don't think Mickey Hart finishes as a manager. Either.
No, wouldn't imagine so.
Everybody speaks very highly about Maliki, though. And, you know, the Manham boys always spoke very highly about him.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's a strong Glenn contingent there, and they've done the job in February, whenever it was, in January, you'd have to fancy him to take over.
Okay, there you go. So there's a little extra podcast that wasn't supposed to happen, but did, so there you go.
Are you happy? Genuinely?
No, look, absolutely not. Hang on, just I want to make that fundamentally clear. Mickey has been an outstanding manager. He's a colleague of sorts in the broadcasting sense. We've worked with him for a long period of time. And in the sporting sense, he has been phenomenal. I just feel it was wrong on a number of reasons. And it's not the Derry Tyrone thing. People will say it's not that. Adrian Cush, former Tyrone player, took Derry. It's not as big a job. He's so identifiable with Tyrone. I think that was it. Like, you know, Mickey Hart, there should be a statue of Mickey Hart outside Gravaki or Healy Park. So I think that was strange. And I think for me, the biggest thing was that he was attached to Louth at the time. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that. I think it's because it was kind of the first time, really, someone is attached to a county and then leaves to take another county. And I think that was the big surprise. And sometimes that didn't sit well with players or people. But I think thirdly, what happened, what evolved over the course of the year, is that we're sitting in front of Aidan O'Shea. It's not you know, across the board with every team or county, but players have a lot of say. And I think the way in which the championship ended for Derry would have contributed highly to that. And I think in that sense, I could always see that he wasn't going to be there for year two.
He was responsible for a lot of content all year. I think we asked about 20 guests. What did they think of Mickey?
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know,
Frank McGuigan's responsible.
And I hope we haven't been too personal with it, because I know there's a lot of people who have been hugely personal around that. And I think that just fair.
I think we had a bit of crack with it, maybe.
We definitely had a bit of crack with it. Like, you want to be happy in life. But it's a controversial appointment, and I think we reflected that as best we could. But sometimes in life, it's wrong. And you just have to say, it didn't work out. We move on. And I think that's just simply what this has been. I think. But sure, who knows? Okay.
Oh, Shane, you don't want to put your name in the hat and do Mickey Hart on it, do you?
Oh, Shane.
No, I can't believe you didn't ask him.
The fact that Thomas didn't mention me in the 24 people that he mentioned.
I didn't. I didn't. I just like, Malachi was the person mentioned, and Damien, obviously. But are you ruling?
Nice to be thought of.
Sorry, just out of curiosity. Are you ruling yourself out of the?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
It's an attractive. 100%. It's an attractive job.
Well, I heard all the abuse, Mick. I'm not taking that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We'll be back on Wednesday with the Aidan O'Shea podcast. It's really, really good. Really, really good. Aidan, thanks for staying on the extra 7 or 8 minutes. Unexpected for us all. Oisin, we'll see you this weekend. Remember, both All-Ireland semi-finals live on BBC Television and BBC iPlayer. So from all three of us, thanks for listening.